弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想，这最美的家乡不是因为昨天我们有汤宇姐妹的追思礼拜，所以定这个题目。
So we're not actually doing this topic, a better country, because of yesterday's memorial service for Sister Tang Yu.
像这个题目在3个月前，我们那时候开始跟弟兄姐妹分享更美的这个系列的时候就已经定。
This topic was actually decided 3 months ago, when we were going to present you the series of a better things series.
所以我们今天也就是把整个这个系列做一个总结。
So this is actually a conclusion for the entire series.
我们开始再做一个祷告。
And let's pray again.
耶稣，我们就谢谢你的恩典。
Dear Jesus, we thank you for your grace.
我们就是祷告，今天早上可以借着你的话语打开我们的眼睛。
Lord, use your words to open our eyes today.
让我们的眼目从短暂看到永恒。
That our eyes can no longer be short-sighted, but can see far into the eternity.
我们祷告，借着圣灵，让我们有这样子一个永恒的信心。
And Lord, your Holy Spirit be with us, so that we can have this eternal faith.
而且我们每天在地上行走的时候，
That every day when we're walking on this earth, we can praise you.
依靠你同行同走。
And we can rely on you to walk with you.
这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
这个有点小，但是呢，这是第三次跟弟兄姐妹分享。
This is the third time that I share with you.
大家还记得我们在六月一开始第一次在分享，讲到说耶稣基督他是更美之约的中保的时候。
So if you still remember, in June we started the series the first time, shared about Jesus is the a better mediator.
跟弟兄姐妹分享了一个福音单张。
So I shared with you a pamphlet.
这个福音单张是50年前在台湾的一个单张。
This is actually published 50 years ago in Taiwan.
是一个基督徒的作家叫张晓峰，他写。
A Christian writer, his name is 张晓峰。
不过我在过去两次呢，并没有把所有的内容全部跟弟兄姐妹分享。
However, I didn't disclose to you all the content in it.
但是在那两次有跟弟兄姐妹问一个问题。
But I asked you a question over the past 2 times.
就是说，如果你的生命，你幸福的方程式的等号。
So, if the equation of your happiness formula,
一边是幸福
on the one end is happiness.
那另外一边的你是怎么定义
？How do you define on the other end?
所以我们就来这一段。那这一段其实不好翻译，但是 Joyce 他很厉害，他应该可以。
I've already translated, so yeah, thank you.
好 ，OK， 所以我们就开始哈。所以如果等号的一端是幸福。那等号的另一端又该是
？If one end of the equation is happiness, what is on the other end?
所以1900年前有一个叫刘秀的年轻人，他自己就拟定了一个幸福方程式。
So 1900 years ago, a young lad named Xiu Liu came up with a formula for happiness.
他说：“士官当作执金吾，娶妻当得阴丽华。”
To rise up to the rank of Caesar Augustus, to marry a woman like Eleanor of Aquitaine.
他最后做了皇帝。
And he became an emperor.
可是在1500年以前，另有一个叫做张继英的中年人。
However, another man, a middle-aged man, 1500 years ago, his name is 继英张。
他在乍起的秋风里，木兰警觉故乡和纯根如鱼会世的生活，才足以构成幸福的方程式。
In the early autumn spring, he was roused by his memory for his home cuisine, which is so delicious fish dishes. And he came up with his formula for happiness and chose to resign to return his hometown.
所以他选择了归隐。
And he chose to return to his hometown.
所以自有人类以来，人类就不断地拟定个人幸福的方程式。
So ever since the start of history of mankind, people have come up with this innumerable formulas for happiness.
其中当然也有后悔的。
Of course, some of them will regret.
就像唐诗中那一个“忽见陌头杨柳色，悔嫁夫婿寻蜜蜂侯”的女人。
Like the woman in a Tom poem, who seeing the spring willow by the roadside, regretted sending her husband to the army to the border in pursuit of career advancement.
她开始感到在爱情跟前程中间不可。天德的焦灼。
She started to feel the frustration, of the irreconcilability between love and career.
而现代我们的幸福方程式是什么呢？
What,
现代的标准幸福人的画像又是什么呢？
What is the formula for happiness now? What does a standard modern happy man look like?
他该出生在中上之家。
He should be born to an upper middle class family.
他该读私立的小学和国立的大学。
Educated in private elementary school and public university.
他该以拥挤的松山机场为他幸福的起站。
He started his journey from a busy Songshan airport.
而该以美国为他幸福的终站。
And ends in the United States as the destiny of his happiness.
他该有学位，有房子，有车子，有拿得出去的配偶，有按计划而生的孩子。
He has degrees, houses, cars, a presentable wife, a children born at their planned time.
他早上该开车去年薪甚高的公司上班。
In the morning, he drives to work to a high-paid job.
他晚上该坐在有羊毛地毯、玻璃吊盏、大型沙发、空气调节和彩色电视组成的屋子里。
In the evening, he sits in his air-conditioned house with carpeted floor, crystal chandelier, grand couch and color TV, sipping a drink that fits his status and watching TV or reading newspapers.
一边喝着适合自己身份的饮料，一面看着电视或晚报。
I've already translated that.
那记得这是五十年以前写的。
So remember, these were written 50 years ago.
他存款簿上的数字逐年增加。
His account balance increases year after year.
他的车子逐年换新。
His car upgrades year after year.
他面色光红。
He seems ruddy.
高尔夫球越打越精。
His golf skills improves year after year.
他充满自信心。
And he's full of confidence.
这就是幸福吗？
Is this,
这就是天国吗？
Is this happiness? Is this heaven?
想想看，这是五十年以前写的，其实今天来看的话，其实还是很跟我们的生命和生活，跟我们期盼的，是不是还是很类似？
So even though it was written 50 years ago, do you see some connection, some similarity?
所以当我们在看这个福音单章的时候，其实也是对我们自己的一个挑战。
So when we are looking at this gospel handouts, this gospel pamphlet, this is also a challenge to ourselves.
我们生命幸福的方程式的另外一端是什么？
What is the on the other end of our happiness equation?
所以我想我们就是很快的有回顾一下我们过去所跟弟兄姐妹分享的。
So let's just have a brief wrap up.Of what we have shared.
我们实际上从去年六月就开始跟弟兄姐妹分享，他也就是讲到耶稣基督。
Actually, since last June, we have started to share who is he? He is Jesus Christ.
我们讲到他就是道路、真理、生命。
And we talked about he is the way, the truth, and the life.
当他在十字架上，他讲了说成了的时候。
So when he said on the cross, it is accomplished.
他已经什么？他已经为我们做成了一件事情。
He has finished one thing.
他就是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
By the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain that is.
知道在那个时候，圣殿的幔子就从上到下分开。
We know that the holy temple, the curtain, broke from the top to the bottom.
耶稣基督他上十字架，他所成就的工作。
The work that Jesus Christ has accomplished on the cross
是唯一的路，打开神跟人中间因为罪而断隔的这一条路。
And he has opened this only way that is separating God from man.
我们同时也讲到说，在比拉多钉耶稣十字架的这个罗马的官员。
And we also talked about Pilate, this Roman official who crucified Jesus on the cross.
他在面对审判耶稣的时候，他问了一句话。
When he was trialing Jesus, he asked one question.
他问了一句话，一个问题说，真理是什么？
The question he asked is, what is truth?
他回答，他这个问题实际上，耶稣他就讲到说，他就是道路，他是真理，他是生命。当他讲到他是真理的时候，
So this is how Jesus replied. He is the way, the truth, and the life. When he talked about the truth,
他实际上回答人一生要寻找的生命的方向。
He actually directed people where the direction is that we pursue it for our entire life.
同时讲到生命的时候，我们讲到说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
And we were talking about life. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold,the new has come.
当我们在讲说在基督里的时候
So when we're talking about in Christ,
我们就讲到说我们实际上知道我们的信仰并不是一个比较好的宗教。
And we know that our faith is not just a better religion.
当我们讲到在基督里的时候，实际上是我们建立了一个与创造者的一个关系。
And we are talking about this new relationship with our Creator.
这一个宗教，这个信仰不是叫人行善。
And this faith is not teaching us to do good.
而是使人得自由的一个信仰。
But to free us.
对，这边我们在上一开始我们就讲到，他就是道路、真理跟生命。
So that's why we talked about He is the way, the truth, and the life.
然后之后，我们教会就王牧师就在带我们看马可福音。
And afterwards, Pastor Wong led us through the book, the Gospel of Mark.
马可福音我们知道，所以一开始就讲到神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
And in the beginning of the Gospel of Mark, it is said the beginning of Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
我们那时候讲到说，实际上福音的列车就停在十字架复活的那一点。
And the Gospel is at Jesus Christ and his resurrection.
耶稣基督上十字架解决了我们罪跟死的问题。
And he died on the cross to resolve the problem of sin and death.
所以约翰福音十一章这边就讲到说，复活在我，生命也在我。
And so that's why in Gospel of John, it is said that I am the resurrection and the life.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
Those who believe in me, even though they die, they shall live again.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
And those who believe in me, they will never die.
之后我们就讲到说，耶稣基督他是更美之约的中保。
And later we talked about he is the mediator of a better covenant.
大家现在应该已经知道中保的英文是什么。
So, you know what the English word for
mediator, 对不对?
Mediator.
Mediator 实际上是在两造中间做沟通的。
So this is actually a bridge that communicates two sides.
所以我们讲到耶稣基督他是先知。
So we know that Jesus Christ is a prophet.
他是祭司。
He is priest.
他也是君王。
And he also is king.
他是先知，所以他在神对人，他跟我们讲话。
So he is prophet that he talks on behalf of God to us.
用他自己来启示神。
And through himself, he revealed God.
他是祭司。
He is the priest.
对，他代表人到神的面前来献祭。
So on behalf of man, he presents the sacrifice.
但是我们上次有讲到说，他不是在旧约律法下以下的祭司，他是麦基洗德等次的。
But we also talked about he's not a priest under the Old Testament law, but he is a priest in the order of Melchizedek.
所以他在献祭的时候，他什么？他不是无罪的。
So when he is offering sacrifice, he is sinless.
同时我们也讲到他是君王，讲到神的国度。
And we also talked about that he is king and talked about the kingdom of God.
那我们上一次就讲到说，耶稣基督他是更美的祭物。
And we also talked about last time that he has a better sacrifice.
他是大祭司，但是他也是祭物。
He is the high priest, but he is also the sacrifice.
这实际上就是解决一个问题，就是为什么耶稣基督一定要上十字架。
And that solves the issue why Jesus Christ has to go onto the cross.
他必须要成为那一个牺牲。
He has to be the sacrifice.
可是他在这边我们知道说，希伯来书讲到说他一次献上就永远献上。
And then Hebrew also talks about like Christ has, he offered his body once and for all.
他一次在十字架上献上就解决了罪的问题。
He offered himself once and for all.
而且他得胜了死亡的权势。
To solve the issue of sin once and for all, and he has won the victory over death.
而且使我们可以完全与神和。
That we can reconcile with God completely.
所以今天我们就开始我们要来讲到这最后一个讲到最美的家乡。
So we're going to the end of the last topic, a better country.
所以最美的家乡实际上会有一个人生的一个大问题，就是人要从哪里来，要往哪里去。
So this actually answers a big question of our life. Where are we coming from? Where are we going to?
我们生命的结局在哪里？
What is the end of our life?
所以我们一起来读这一段经节。
So let's read it together.
约翰福音14章1到6节。
John 14, 1 to 6.
我们中文念完以后，请 Joyce 等一下会念英文。Okay, 我们一起来，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。耶稣说，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
这一段经节是在耶稣他在逾越节最后的晚餐的时候跟门徒讲的。
So this, these verses, Jesus talked to his disciples, on the Passover dinner.
那时候跟他一起坐席的这些门徒心里都很忧愁。
They were really gloomy, all the disciples that were sitting with him.
因为他们不知道说主耶稣他要离开他们。
Because they don't really know that Jesus is going to depart from them.
他们前面会怎么办？
What are they going to do?
所以主耶稣就跟他们讲说他要为他们预备地方。
So Jesus comforted them by telling them that he's going to make rooms for them.
而且这个地方是在父的家里。
And these rooms will be in the house of God.
所以实际上我们就在那边看到主耶稣基督的爱。
And so we have a glimpse of the love of Jesus Christ.
他不光只是因为要解决人的罪，所以他就是奉命要上十字架。
Not only that he came here to solve the issue of our sins, that he died on the cross.
他实际上他要做的一件事情是让我们可以回到神的家里面。
And another thing that he is doing is to have us return to the house of God.
所以他在这一段时间里面，他就讲到了，当我们人类从伊甸园与神分离的时候。
So in these verses, he talked about after we're separated from God in the Garden of Eden.
我们借着他，我们可以再一次回到神的家里面。
Through him, we can come back to the house of God again.
所以我们今天就到我们今天所要看的这段经节。
So let's take a look at the scriptures today.
在希伯来书十一章。
In Hebrews 11.
希伯来书十一章实际上是讲到信心。
So Hebrews 11 is talking about faith.
这里头有讲到很多信心的伟人。
It talks a lot about giants of faith.
我们今年在那个 Good Friday 的时候，有跟弟兄姐妹讲到说，这一群人，圣经上讲到说，他们是世上不配有的人。
These people, as we discussed, we talked about on this year's Good Friday, the world is not worthy of them.
那我们今天呢，我们就主要来看其中有三段。第一段讲到信心。
So we're going to focus on three passages. The first one is about faith.
第二段我们讲到亚伯拉罕的例子。
And then the second is about the faith of Abraham.
第三段讲到更美的家乡。
And the third is about a better country.
我们一开始我们来读这一段经，前面上面这段经节，希伯来书十一章一节，刚刚也有读过哈。我们一起来念：信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。实际上信对基督徒来讲是非常非常重要的。
And faith is really important, essential to Christians.
因为当你接受耶稣基督的时候。
Because when you get to know Jesus.
我们大部分的人并没有直接看到他。
And most of us, we don't really see him face to face.
我们借着他的话。
Through his words.
我们凭着信心相信他为我们成就了救赎。
And through faith, we believe what he has accomplished for us.
因为信。
Because of faith.
我们可以在他里面可以被神称为义。
That we can be called righteous in him.
所以我们讲到说新约的信徒我们是因信称义。
And so that's why we call the new covenant of believers, we are justified by faith.
但是在希伯来书他这个作者他用很多的伟人信心的伟人来做例子。
So, the book of Hebrew uses all the examples of giants of faith.
我们今天特别就是讲到亚伯拉罕，因为他被称为是信心之父。
And today we especially talk about Abraham because he's called the father of faith.
我们因为有时间，所以我们就来一起读这段经文哈。
So let's read the scripture together.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去，他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in the foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that was found, that has foundation, whose designer and builder is God.
所以在这段经文，我们特别就是因为亚伯拉罕他的信心有很多的层面。
Through these verses, we know that there are many layers of Abraham's faith.
但是你如果看这一段经文的话
，But just focusing on this scripture,
你觉得他的信心是什么样的信心
？What kind of faith do you think that he has？
那我自己是觉得这一段的信心实际上跟盖美的家乡很有关系。
And I think that this faith that he presents here is very related to a better country.
我把它帮当成是说讲到说是流浪者的信心。
It's a faith of nomad.
因为他实际上当神呼召他的时候
，Because when God calls him,
他就出来了，他离开了乌尔。
And he came out and left Ur.
他实际上他的一生之后，他并不知道他要到哪里去。
For his entire life, he doesn't really know where he was heading to.
所以呢，即使他到了神所给他的应许之地迦南地的时候
，So even though he came to the land of Canaan, the promised land,
他还是做客。
He is still a foreigner.
所以在这边就圣经就讲到说什么，他因着信就在那边做客，好像异地居住帐篷一样。
So by faith he went to live in the land of promise, as in the foreign land.
因为什么？因为他实际上在等待一个什么？一座有根基的城。
For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations.
他的信心让他看到说，他在地上，不管是他已经到了这个地上的应许之地。
And his faith led him to see that even though he has come to the promised land,
他还是居住在帐篷里。
He's still living in tents.
因为他所等待的是那个有根基的城。
Because he's waiting for the city that has foundations.
这个城是神所经营所建造的，
this,
是从神来的。
And the designer and builder is God. It is from God.
所以下面我们就讲到说，在第十三节说，这些人就是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
And in verse 13, it is that these all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡。
And then they long and desire a better country.
就是在天上的。
That is a heavenly one.
所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻。
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God.
因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
For he has prepared for them a city.
所以亚伯拉罕的信让他在流浪者的中间呢，与神同行。
So Abraham's faith, helped him to be a nomad, to walk with God.
信心的眼睛让他可以看到应许。
That the eye of faith help him to see the promise.
所以我们今天实际上我们在这个地上呢，我们很多时候我们也是走在一条路上。
And so on this world, a lot of the times we are also walking on the path.
我们其实不知道我们最后我们会走到哪里。
Not knowing where we're heading for.
可是我们就是祷告说神给我们一个信心的眼睛。
But we pray that God is going to give us a vision of faith.
就像亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like Abraham.
能够羡慕一个更美的家乡。
Now we can long for desire for a better country.
那在希伯来书11章这边讲到说神为他们预备了一座城。
And then here in Hebrews 11, it is said that God has prepared them for a city.
所以我们一直到启示录的最后两章21章的时候。
So when we come to the Revelation, the last two chapters,
我们就看到了有一个圣城新耶路撒冷从天而下来。
And we see this holy city, the new city Jerusalem.
我们来一起来读这一段经文。
And let's read the verses.
我们一起，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，他的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。做宝座的说，看啊，我将一切都更新了。请 Joyce 念英文。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth has passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from heaven, from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new.
看啊, 我将一切都更新。
Behold, I am making all things new.
所以当我们在讲到这段经文讲到更美的家乡的时候,
So when we're talking about this better country,
我们看到说在启示录讲到说这新天新地新耶路撒冷的时候,
And when we see in the Revelation, it's talking about the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem.
实际上也讲到一个暂时跟永恒的一个对比。
And we can see this contrast between transient and eternity.
在哥林多后书讲到说我们所不见的才是永远的。
In the Second Corinthians, it is said that but the things that are unseen are eternal.
所以当我们讲到新天新地的时候,
So when we're talking about the new heaven and the new earth,
这边讲到说旧的, 天跟地, 就是我们现在所的天跟地,有一天全部都要消灭。
It is said that this heaven and earth, this old heaven and earth, there will be a day that they will disappear.
所以实际上对我们来讲,
So to us,
实际上我们今天不光只是说我们离开这个地上, 我们所有的东西带不走。
It is not just to say that when we depart from this world, we will not be able to take anything with us.
而是有一天这个天地在现在我们所看到的全部都要消灭，因为有一个新天新地来代替。
But that's this entire world and heaven, there will be a day it will be destroyed to be replaced by the new heaven and new earth.
而且在那边神有一个应许说他要与我们同在。
And then God also gave us this promise that he's going to be with us forever.
这边讲到说神的帐幕在人间。
That his tent is going to be with us.
他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民。
He will dwell with us and we will be his people.
而且同时讲到说不再有苦难。That
there will be no more pain.
神要擦去我们一切的眼泪，再也没有死亡，没有悲哀、哭嚎跟痛苦。
He'll wipe away every tear from our eyes. There will be no more death, no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain.
而且我们在这个当中，我们可以与他经历永远的安息。And
in this process, we can enjoy this eternal rest with him.
所以实际上当主耶稣讲到说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息的时候。And
so Jesus said to us, Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
他讲的不是我们今天有一件事情可以跟他交给他，所以我们可以得安息。It's
not just to say that there is that we can give his burden to him, and then he can give us rest now.
而是他给了我们一个永恒的应许。
But to say that he has given us this eternal rest.
所以我们接下来想要跟弟兄姐妹分享有一首诗歌叫《圣城》的 Holy City.
So now I'm going to share with you a psalm, the Holy City.
那这个多很多很多年以前诗班有献诗过。
And many many years ago, our choir has offered this.
那这段这个圣城这个首诗歌实际上分成三段。
There are three stanzas.
就第一段就是整个这三段实际上讲到耶稣他的工作跟救赎。
And talking about the Jesus Christ's work in his salvation.
在这边有讲到何善那,
and talking about Hosanna.
何善那是什么意思?
What is the meaning of Hosanna?
何善那是, save please, 求你来拯救。
And the meaning of Hosanna is save please, please save us.
所以在这个诗歌里面有特别讲到说何善那在至高处，何善那归君王。
And then there are verses in the psalm to say that Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to the King.
一起来，那个我会 advance slide 哈。
昨夜我在睡梦中做了一个美梦，我站在旧耶路撒冷，在圣殿的旁边。 听见孩童欢唱，歌声四处洋溢，仿佛天使的歌声，自天悠扬响应，仿佛天使的歌声，自天悠扬响应。耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷，众臣们齐欢唱，何塞纳在至高处，何塞纳归君王。随后忽然忘记转眼间到寂静无声，不曾听见孩童声欢唱着何塞纳，海洋忽然暗淡，让清晨寒冷无霜，就是在家一明显见故里寂寞山上，只有是自家阴险险不离寂寞山上。耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷，听天之高声唱，何塞纳才是高何塞纳归君王。又再一次梦境转变，心间心里出现，我看到天上升腾，在宁静的海边，上帝用光照耀，见到城门大大敞开，每一地人都看来，天门为你而开。黑夜不是月亮星辰，白日不是阳光，大家不是心愿不洒的永远千里长城，那家不是心耶路撒冷，永远建立长城。耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷，欢唱长夜一起，何塞纳才是歌出何塞纳，直到永远。何塞纳在至高处，何塞纳直到永远。
是不是很棒？
Is it magnificent?
我在预备的时候，至少这一首诗歌我听了大概有20遍。
So Brother Mingde has actually listened to the song for no less than 20 times.
所以我们就是知道说，你知道耶稣他为我们预备，他不是只是为我们预备上十字架。
Jesus Christ does not only come to here to die for us on the cross.
他说他为我们预备一个地。
But he has prepared for us a city.
那刚刚在 诗班他唱诗的时候有一个讲到说他为我们预备一个 mansion。
He has prepared for us a mansion.
那这个当然 mansion 的解释有很多不同的解释。
And then the mansion has many interpretations.
但是你知道就像一个爱我们的父母一样。
But just like a loving parent.
他们不光只是关心我们一生的道路。
They not only care for us, our path, for our life.
他们也尽量的能够为我们预备，他们就为我们。
And they try their best to prepare for us.
对，这些当我们看到耶稣基督、看到父神对我们的爱的时候
，So when we take a look at the love that God the Father has and Jesus Christ has given us,
他并不是只是要我们拿一个得救恩的一个入场券。
He doesn't only just want to have us have this token.
他实际上要我们过一个得胜的生命。
But he also wants us to have a victorious life.
所以那个五十年前的福音单章的下一段就是在这里哈。
So the next half, the second half of the gospel pamphlet is here.
他这边讲到说，生命是一句奇异的象棋。
It says life is playing chess.
不管你运筹如何灵巧，最后总是被死亡将了军。
No matter how well you maneuver, death will eventually force you a checkmate.
生命是游牧民族的搬迁。
Life is like nomads.
不管你追逐到多少片水草，你最后的地址总是墓地。
No matter how many fertile lands you have pitched your tents on, the final destination is always your burial place.
这样子我们的幸福在哪里呢？
And therefore, where is our happiness?
桃花源、理想国、乌托邦。
The peach blossom spring, dreamland, and utopia.
无非是一架架幸福出售机。
They're just like vending machines for happiness.
林间细草的贩卖着低品质的幸福。
Selling cheap happiness by bits and pieces.
那些东西与其名为希望，不如名之为成年人心灵的假奶嘴。
Those that so-called hope, but are in fact no more than spiritual pacifiers for grown-ups.
因为第一，如果生命中基本的破口死不能解决。
Because first, if the gap, the breach of our life, which is death cannot be solved.
第二，如果生命中基本的绝症罪不能解决。
And then the disease, the terminal disease sin cannot be resolved.
我们的幸福便都是一种幻象，一种大麻，一种不道德的赝品。
Any so-called happiness of ours is only a mirage. It's marijuana providing immoral counterfeit.
所以他在。帮我回两个字。哦，这里好。所以，愿我们都从基督永恒上帝的具象者的救赎获得不朽。
Therefore, may all of us obtain our eternity through the salvation of Christ, the image bearer of the everlasting God.
并从他的恩典里胜过罪而获得纯洁生活的勇气。
And to obtain courage to live a pure life through the grace that overcomes sins.
有一天，当我们忘记了去寻求幸福。
There will be a day that we will forget to pursue our own happiness.
有一天，当我们以雀跃的心情咀嚼着简单神圣的真理。
There will be a day, that will joyfully chew the cud of God's simple yet holy truth.
有一天，当我们敢于面对死亡，也敢于面对生存的时候。
There will be a day that we will bravely die, yet also bravely live.
幸福就已经停住在我们身上。
And this is a day that true happiness dwells in us.
所以我实际上我们要问自己一个问题。
So we have to ask ourselves a question.
我们生命的幸福的方程式是什么？
What is our formula of happiness?
我们有没有把永恒加在里面？
Do we include eternity in it?
有一个问题就是我觉得是一个很有意思的问题。
I think this is a very interesting question.
答案很明显，可是我们实际上我们有时候就活在里面。
The answer seems pretty simple, but sometimes we cannot get out of it.
今天你如果去假设你去西雅图，你住在旅馆里面三天。
So say you're going to Seattle and living in a hotel room for 3 days.
你会花大钱把那个你住的那个旅馆的那个房间把它改修，然后花大钱把它改成你想要的样子。
Are you going to spend a lot to remodel the hotel room, to fit into your style?
不会嘛，对不对
？Of course not.
因为什么？因为我们知道说那只是住三天。
Because we know that we're only going to live there for 3 days.
可是你知道，我们很多时候我们在这个地上
，However in this world，
我们花很多的心思，忘掉了有神，忘掉了永恒，我们就在这个地上，我们很努力我们自己的幸福。
We spend so much energy and time, trying to make our own business and forget.
可是实际上，整本的圣经告诉我们说，这些都是短暂的。
However, the entire Bible tells us that these are just transient.
昨天，汤宇姐妹她有一个追思礼拜。
So, yesterday, Sister Tang Yu had her memorial service.
那我想说每一个，曾经参加过丧礼，然后到墓地的朋友或弟兄姐妹。
Every one of you, who has ever been to a memorial, a funeral, and go into a burial service.
你会发现，你会知道说，不管是谁，他走的时候，他什么都带不走。
And you will find that no matter who leaves, there is nothing that he or she can take away with them.
他可以留下来的是什么？
What they can actually, have remain in this world.
实际上我们看到的是他的爱，可是最重要的是他有一个抓住信心的一个应许。
We can see that their love is with us, but most of all, more importantly, they have caught the promise of faith.
所以保罗他就讲到说，他能够在地上忍受这自战自轻的苦楚。
So that's Paul. That's why Paul said he could endure this most light and most short trials.
因为他知道他有永恒的盼望。
Because he knows that he has this eternal hope.
那这边有一个非广告。
So there is this advertisement for gospel.
我们九月中开始要讲保罗的生平跟他的书信。
So we are going to talk about the life and epistles of Paul in September.
我们可以在里头看到一个保罗他生命的改变。
And we can see this life changing in Paul.
而且他的书信对整个我们信仰的一个影响。
And then the impact of his epistles to our faith.
所以我们这最后一章就是讲到说，其实上福音的火车，我们讲到说，在马可福音的时候，它停在十字架跟父。
So when we're talking about the train, the locomotive of gospel, in Gospel of Mark, it stopped at a cross.
可是走到启示录的时候，我们看到有新天新地新耶路撒冷。
But when we walk to the Revelation, the Book of Revelation, we see this new heaven, this new earth, this new Jerusalem.
在那里，神的帐幕在人间。
In there, God dwells with us.
神与人同。
And God is with us. His tent is with us.
神把我们从伊甸园的这个与神的分离
from the separation starting from the Garden of Eden
到新耶路撒冷，我们与他同在
to the New Jerusalem, we are reconciled. We dwell again with Him.
所以我们知道这整个大的福音的一个大框架
So we know this mega frame of gospel.
可是对于我们自己，我们每天的生活应该怎么面对呢
However, applying to our own lives, how are we going to live our every single day?
实际上，圣经上应许我们有一个更美的生活。
And God, in the Bible, it's also promising that we'll have a better life.
那这边讲到哥林多后书，讲到说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
Second Corinthians, it is said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
这是一个神的应许。
This is a promise from God.
同时呢，神也让我们知道说，他我们可以过一个超越跟得胜的一个生命。
God has also promised that we can live this transcendent and victorious life.
罗马书讲到说，罪不能做我们的主。
In a book of Romans, it says, "For sin will have no dominion over us."
因为我们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
Because we are no longer under law, but under grace.
所以我们就是要祷告神，再让我们看到。我们眼睛的改变，我们眼睛所看到的事情，我们看的是永恒，而不是短暂。
So may God change us that our eyes will no longer see the transient things, but we'll see these eternal things.
那今天的回应诗歌叫做《因着信》。
And then our response to him is because of faith.
这首诗歌实际上是王牧师他第一次来我们教会分享的时候带给我们的这首诗歌。
This psalm is actually when Pastor Wang came to among us for the first time. He shared among us.
所以实际上因着信我们可以跟神同工同行。
Because of faith, we can walk with God, we can work with God.
同时神给我们一个改变的生命。
And God has also given us this changing life.
我们很多时候我们用蝴蝶来讲到我们一个生命的改变。
Many a time we use a butterfly as an example to describe a metamorphic life for us.
实际上我们的生命就是这样。我们现在看自己觉得很多的不足，很多的挑战。
And indeed, this is how our life is going to be. We see ourselves as facing many trials, a lot of shortcomings, and facing a lot of challenges.
可是实际上在基督里的生命是美丽的，是什么？是自由的。
However, in Christ, our life is free. Our life is beautiful.
就最后我就问大家一个句话，你知道在启示录我们很多时候最后一句话我们都会觉得说是什么？
So I'm going to ask you a question. What is the last verse or last sentence of Revelation?
我们实际上都讲到说主啊，愿你来，对不对？可是实际上你如果去看的话，启示录22章21节最后一句话是什么？愿主耶稣的恩惠常与众圣徒同在。
However, when you look at Revelation 22, verse 21, the last verse of Revelation, it is that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
这个不是好像就是说写一本书到最后很正常的就写一个这个。
This is not,
一个结束。
This is not just a normal closure, conclusion of a book.
而是实际上这是一个对我们的应许。
But this is a promise to us.
当我们在基督里的时候。
When we're in Christ.
耶稣的恩惠就常与我们同。
His grace is with us forever.
我们实际上有一个改变的生命。
We have this metamorphic life.
有一个不一样的生命。
We have this different life.
有一个与神同行的生命。
A life that walks with God.
像我们今天的分享就结束。我们知道这个福音的火车，我们今天就走到启示录，看到我们的一生，我们是一个永恒的盼望。
So this gives the conclusion of our series, and then we see our locomotive, our train of gospel has come to Revelation. We know that we have this eternal.
最后做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们就谢谢你的恩典。
Heavenly, dear Jesus, we thank you for your grace.
我们祷告圣灵在我们的当中。
We pray that Jesus, Holy Spirit, is going to be among us.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
开我们看到我们一生的指望。
That we can see our hope.
我们一生的恩召。
That are calling for our life.
以至于我们在每天的日子，我们与你同行。
That in every day of our life we can walk with you.
走在你的恩典里面。
And to walk in your path of grace.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
这样祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.